Good morning. Welcome, Lagos Talks 91.3. It's a Wednesday, and as you have heard, it is time for Everyday Money Matters, your financial literacy program. And I have to say this, EMM is a financial literacy program, and as such, answers to questions should not be considered a financial advice, but merely the opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal or business financial related issues. Now that we have that out of the way, EMM is all about making money, growing money, and keeping money. If you have questions, send them in now. You can call into the show live, 0809-191-3913 and 0809-222-0913. Do try 0809-234-5913. We're also on social media at Lagos Talks 913 on Twitter. You could send your questions in there as well, or our WhatsApp platform 0809-234-5913. Of course, we have our money people in the building. Can't say money man or money men anymore for reasons you shall hear pretty soon. But yes, welcome. First, Ugo Dre Obichukwu. Good morning.
It's ladies first, Sadiq.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But I was going to let you do the introduction.
It's the man, ladies first.
You're the man in the suit.
Oh, you switch it up on me.
No, I'm just saying you're the man
good,
in the suit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know?
All right, Lagos. How's everybody doing? We're gradually easing into the no lockdown.
Yes.
Even though I don't know whether there was really a curfew, because from 8 o'clock, life's kind of like just starts, because I kind of caught myself and in the mix a few days ago.
You are one of them.
And then I was rushing home, and I was strolling. I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait, was that? No, but yesterday.
Looks like everything's done. But I heard yesterday it really came down
on everyone, including doctors. And on air personalities.
Oh my God.
And
so nothing like essential services.
At least for a certain period yesterday. No, but it's all been rescinded. We're back to the status quo now. Thank you.
All right, Lagos, welcome to Everyday Money Matters. Yes. I've got someone in the studio from Niametrics with me, because people have just been like, how could you just your voice alone? I'm like, just spice it up a little bit and put some balance to it.
So, I like that.
Welcome, Loretta.
Ah, thank
you. Want to introduce yourself to Lagos?
Good morning, Lagos. Yes. My name is Loretta. I'm a financial analyst with Niametrics, and I'm hoping you like my voice.
hey, more about the information.
Just see a little bit of those nerves in this voice.
Nah. It's just a discussion, a conversation amongst friends. How about
all right, guys. So we're going to be taking your questions.
Yes.
Sadiq, right? We've got loads of questions here.
Yeah, a lot. So should we just dive straight in and talk about, in general what we usually do? Anything interesting happening in the world of news with regards to investment, business, things like that.
Yeah. So it's been one of those weeks where we've seen oil prices go back up, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oil prices are back up, so we're kind of happy. Like, it's creeping up to 33.
Markets seem to be doing better because of the gradual easing.
Exactly, of the lockdown. And I was reading something on Niametrics yesterday, and the story is that they started looking for our oil again. They're looking for our oil. They're like, we want your oil.
Yeah.
Bring our oil.
Can we actually form? Can we do that?
No.
Oh, really?
You can't form because you're already committed to deep cuts. 400,000 barrels till June.
Wow. So this is the general OPEC agreement?
Yeah, the OPEC agreement that we kind of like had a cut. So, and then, I mean, the markets are not doing badly as well. A bit of positivity out there. Aside that, there hasn't been really any major headline. I did hear.
Mm-hmm.
No, not me. We did hear.
Yes, we.
We did hear that the CBN sold some Forex yesterday. So
they did?
They injected. You know the words we use? They injected liquidity
into the market. Nice,
yeah. So that kind of like helped the exchange. Right, so if you're out there speculating, buying 450, 460, be careful. The game's about to eat you up. So you gotta be very careful. You know, the thing with speculators is that when they lose really big.
Really
so,
big. Yeah, but when they gain, they gain big.
They gain big as well. Yeah.
But so you gotta like it anymore.
Track it. I don't know what it goes for on the streets though, but I mean, the price is not really stable. It can go for anything on the streets.
Mm-hmm. But officially, it seems to be inching back or climbing back.
Yeah, because the CBN said they issued a press release last week, and mm-hmm. they said that they were going to sell dollars to people who want to go, students, medical, school fees, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. They're going to pay. Even PTA and BTA, even though I don't know who's going to be traveling.
Travel is coming back. Travel is coming back.
How's that going to happen?
Man, they're doing a lot. But trust me, Europe has said, you know what? Tourism is going to reopen this year. Mm-hmm. In fact, there are certain airline companies that are already giving free tickets to certain members of the public to inspire that movement. So trust me.
So are we going to wear masks?
Probably. There'll be masks. There'll be mandatory testing. So you either pick testing at the airport or you do a 7 or 14 day quarantine. Egypt has already reduced from 14 to 7 days, so you can tell people
I think that's really challenging though, like you travel and then you have to do quarantine and
how
many days do you have a holiday
anyway? 2 weeks leave, 2 weeks quarantine. It's a quarantine holiday. You just go for a quarantine.
It's gonna be tough. There are still some airlines who are not back to next year though, several of them. Some have cut jobs. Was it Emirates that cut 30,000 jobs or something? Airline cut back on Airbus supplies.
They're not even flying the giant carriers anymore.
Yeah. So it's still tough out there.
I honestly think it'll bounce back. The fact that people have been held back for so long, the little inkling, the tiny little space that'll be open for people to travel, I think everything will be booked. Honestly.
Perhaps. Yeah. Let's see how it goes. Yeah, and by the way, for those of you who listened in or tuned into our webinar last week.
Okay.
I forgot to mention it here. I'm not sure I did, but we had a webinar on Saturday. Amazing webinar.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I had a lot of exciting people on the panelist. It was great information. They shared a lot of information. You guess what the webinar title was?
What was that?
It's Nairametrics.
Sorry, just saying.
It's Nairametrics Economic Summit for the second quarter of 2020.
Okay.
With the title COVID-19. Your money or your life.
I like that.
Yeah, that was the title. Your money or your life. And the guys were like, they did justice to that topic, man. It's out there on YouTube if you want to maybe listen to it in case you missed it.
Yeah.
Just go to the Nairametrics page on YouTube, subscribe, and then you download the video and just listen to it. Those guys shared a lot of nuggets, man.
Lovely.
Whatever industry you're in, something for you. They also share some new ideas, man, new businesses that are going to boom. And
businesses that are booming.
All of them are digital businesses.
Exactly.
Like digital and that kind of stuff. So
that's a lot of opportunity.
Interesting. Yeah, the jobs of the next 10 years is not the jobs of today.
I was actually watching a documentary about that, and they were talking about agriculture, talking about transportation, how that's going to completely change, because everyone's rushing for driverless car this, driverless car that, driverless.
Exactly.
So in a while, there won't be any more drivers.
Mm-hmm.
So that entire profession is going to vanish.
Possibly
agriculture as well, because machines can actually tend to plant and do the basic regular.
But in all of this, it's so hard to disrupt the mechanics. Why? Why? When will somebody come and disrupt mechanics?
Amen.
Because what I keep hearing is that mechanics will remain.
Yes, they're still going to be there. Yeah. Oga Lati is still going to be
there. Telling you.
So this is your driverless car, eh? Let me help you take
it. Say that the camera. Now why you need to talk? I don't want to get that training for, but let's get to questions.
Right, let's get to the questions. This is from Loveth. And Loveth is saying, hello, Ugodre. And Loretta says, I have 100,000 naira to invest monthly from my salary. And given these times, what smart investment decisions can I make to ensure that I come up with some profits despite inflation? So
is this 100,000 monthly? Because the kind of cash that we like to talk about here.
Just
you know
please
I mean?
Help this person. It's 100,000.
You know what I mean?
Like,
is it 100,000 monthly?
Yes, it's monthly.
Or is it just 100,000?
It is every month, meaning every time
you're
he gets
my
his
kind
salary,
of person.
He has
you're my kind of person.
Now, this is discrimination.
You're my kind of person.
So I'm not your kind of person because I don't have
money. No. You're 5K every month.
God day.
5K or less.
We'll get there, Sha. You have to start from somewhere, right?
5K or less.
Thank you. So please, answer love it.
I was asking on Twitter recently. I said, I put out a question and I'm like, what's the least amount you have in a bank account that you haven't touched?
Oh, that's it.
But if it's less than 5K, don't bother.
No, at least I've tried.
And then people just came out and be like, man,
what's wrong with you?
Just kill me. Because I have less than 5K. So you mean I don't have anything at all? God.
Nah, but hey, I think there's an opportunity for everyone. Forget what Godre is saying. Yeah, even the 100,000 something can be done.
Loretta, it wasn't Loretta. What was the person's name again?
Love it.
Yeah, kind of like sounded the same. Love it. You know, I would have said maybe give it to some mutual fund and all that, but it's still a good idea, especially if you're a passive investor. You're not somebody who does a lot of investing. I would say give it to somebody who can manage it for you. Okay. And that would be a mutual fund because they're recognized by SEC. But the thing is that mutual funds haven't really done well recently. So, except it's a mutual fund that is into fixed income investments, right? And that's because it's going to be difficult for you to invest in fixed income by yourself,
okay?
Right? Yeah, with 100,000, you would need to like kind of pull that fund.
Yep.
You can still do it yourself though, but I mean the hassle and all that. So, you might want to still give it to a mutual fund if you can invest in yourself. Well, you make profit, but it's not going to be that much.
Yeah,
because the volume is not that much.
So, and it doesn't really make any 10% sense.
10% on 100K, that's 10K. And that's quite frankly, the most you can even make if it's a risk-free investment, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but if it's a lot riskier, stocks.
Yeah, but that would require a lot more time.
Yeah, that requires time. And risk taking.
Mm-hmm.
You could do agrotech. There's some good ones.
That's doing pretty well now.
Look out for Nairametrics, you know, investments planner or what you should look out for in June.
Mm.
Yeah, so I actually do that webinar. So on that webinar, I list out things that you can invest in for the month.
The research team
digs up a lot of these things, and we try to do a bit of research around them, and then we'll come up with a list. So maybe you want to check out that. That's going to be happening in early June.
Nice.
Yeah. What else? Cryptocurrency is too risky. You got to learn a lot about it.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So,
yep. But there's a question about that, I think. Anyways, yeah. So
that's it really with 100,000 monthly. But I would also say you got to learn a lot about investing. So because there are different investing options, and typically there's some that you just like that just kind of like suit you, and then there are investing apps out there, several. I mean, there's one I'll probably tweet out later. When you use that app, there's several things. The agrotech is like an investment supermarket,
so you can just pick what you want,
you see the return there. They will tell you the return.
Oh, so in 9 months, 5%,
8%, it's all there, and then you decide which one you want to choose, and then you put your money in. So
a lot easier.
Yeah, it's much easier. You don't need too much education,
and I can use 100K.
Yeah, you can use 100K. Yeah, I don't know about 5K.
You can use 5K.
I don't know about 5K.
I've seen somewhere where you can use 5K. It's 5K.
No, 5K, save your money to 100K.
5K is money too. Right, moving on. Uzoma is asking, hi money people, says, is this a good time to start an online tire delivery business, and how can I raise capital of about 7 million for it? A tire delivery business.
Tire delivery business.
Yeah, I mean, are that many people
I feel a little bit touchy about tires and batteries because I've been cheated several times.
Yes. Welcome to the club.
Yes. This time I was buying batteries, and then the batteries don't last more than 6 months. I said, you know what? I'm done with this. And then I get into my car and I drive to the mall. And I said, let me buy where they give you a warranty. And then I buy a battery for 40,000 and I put it on social media. I was like, because when I got home, my wife was like, you really must be crazy. My electrician was like, you really must be crazy.
Yeah.
And then I put it on social media and I got all the...
Yeah, did you get people sending you, what you should have gotten?
Yeah, so that was
that's the most painful bit. Yeah, I know.
Very painful. Especially when you think that it was just next door.
Yeah, you know.
Went all the way down, and then the battery still didn't last at the end of the day. So, same thing with tires.
Yeah.
I think it's a good business. Look, any e-commerce business now, if you string it very
definitely
well,
is going
have
to
very good, branding around it.
Yeah.
Very good customer service. Mm-hmm. It would work. You can sell about anything from your house, even.
Mm.
Yeah. You just have to have a very good social media presence, right? Since you don't want to waste too much money on building out your own network. So even if it's on Instagram, so you want to do tires, you know, make sure it's the right, got the right page, right following to your tires. Mm-hmm. Be love what you do, you know what I mean? Don't just say, I want to do tires. Love what you do. Like, put tires, you know, we just carry those tires in your arm
on your heart.
And then tell them what a good tire is like. Bounce it. You know, all those kind of things that you do. Like, if you want to know whether a tire is good or not, if you bounce it, you bounce four tires, that's a good tire. If you dust two tires, that's not a good tire. You got all those kind of drama.
Right.
I mean, it makes you want to buy that product. Yeah,
true, because you start to develop a relationship.
Exactly. So it's part of what we're saying, new jobs of the future. It's not really just, it's not just you coming out and saying you want to be selling tires as a new job of the future. Art, you know, drama to it, digital talent,
understanding video, how you digital marketing,
everything, how you string it together is very important.
Copywriting.
Exactly. So that kind of like helps drive sales. And it's a good business. I think it's something that you should do. It's e-commerce, so I like it.
Yeah, okay.
But you got to have a lot of drama to me. You have emotional attachment to that product. Yeah. People should just know, do a lot of research around tires. There's so many things about tires that people don't know.
True.
So do a lot of research about it. People will like it. Talk about history. Talk about Nigerian tire making industries and how they've gone bad. At the end of the day, all you're doing is selling tires.
Yep.
You're just,
adding a little bit.
Exactly.
More to
and
it.
Then who you know is they start to call you Sadiq the Tire Man.
Yeah, no, but they call me the Fisherman. Please, let's not mix that up. I'm not a tire.
You don't like
the
Tire Man.
No, I don't. I like Fisherman. Thank you very much.
What's the guy's name again?
Uzoma.
Uzoma the Tire Man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, good luck with that. I hope it works out for you. So, what about him raising capital of about $7 million for it? Is that possible?
Yeah, right. You don't just seem to doubt it.
I'm just wondering. Is that something?
No, is it impossible?
Well, of course not. It's not
okay.
Impossible.
So how does he go about it? Well, you just go. So look, I'm selling tires online. I have drama. I can put the tires on my neck. Give me $7 million. How does that work?
Well, I don't know how you came up with your $7 million, but you got to try with family and friends first. That's what I always say. I've been consistent with this. Yeah, don't just go out and say, I want $7 million. Who you be?
That's
right.
So
you
got
to
like.
Start. Yeah. Gradually bootstrap, if possible. Bootstrapping means you use your own money.
Yep.
You know, put skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then family, friends, if you can.
Yeah.
They've got to believe in you first.
Yeah. It's also
and then you can also then also with customers' money. That also helps. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So people don't need to stock up those tire orders. So you have
like drop shipping.
You have people that you buy from.
Mm-hmm.
And you then collect the money by, and it could even be that all you're making is just delivery cost as margin, something like that.
Point.
But what is essential is how well, like I said, how well you deliver that product, how well you know about the product as well.
So realistic,
and you gotta have solid passion around it, because whatever business you do, really, if you don't have passion around that business, it's difficult to sustain it.
True, and sell it.
Difficult to do it, because when you have passion around the business, it's just inside you. Like, you keep going. It's difficult for anything to put you down because
like
you believe
rent-a-boo.
So much around it.
Thank you.
Know?
Yeah, like rent-a-boo. I'm telling you, believe it. It is the way of the future. Trust me, especially now that people can't really go around. Rent a girlfriend or a boyfriend. It's the way forward. I'm telling you.
Social events,
parties. Okay, fine. Right. This is, I don't see a name, but it says, hi, Ugodre and Loretta. Not there, but I added this. Says, what are hedge funds and how do they operate in Nigeria?
Are you looking for a hedge fund for?
It must have plenty money now, because when I hear hedge fund, it must mean you are looking to invest in the billions, right?
Wow.
Yeah, right? Yeah? You must have billions.
Hedge funds are like sophisticated funds, by the way. They're very, very sophisticated funds.
Okay.
Not that there are many of them in Nigeria, but these are guys who derive a lot of joy in taking huge risk in businesses. Yeah, so hedging, basically.
Okay.
So they
hedging
take a lot of they take a lot of risk and translate those risk to huge profits. So hedge funds would typically invest in businesses that It could be a business that is collapsing and then going there. It could be even trying to bet against a country's currency.
Okay.
Right.
But majorly risky businesses.
Yeah.
At least for you who's, well, not for you who's investing, because you're believing that those who are managing the fund know what they're doing.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah. And then their returns are typically high.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they would typically give you like very high returns because it's very risky.
Risky, and it's a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, and in fact, they even sometimes go as far as lending money to countries.
Ah,
yeah, yeah. So hedge funds are also those that they buy a lot of debt, country debt, all these bonds and all that. They buy it, right? Sometimes speculate strongly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, against bonds and all that, they shot. They can short the country's bond. I mean, that like privately pulled money, by the way. Yeah. So
wow.
Yeah, that's what they do.
So we don't have that.
So not that we have many here. I mean, they're just smaller ones. I know a few guys who run, you know, small hedge funds and all that. But you know, the kind of money that is in hedge fund across the world is incredible.
It's humongous.
Like, it runs into trillions of dollars.
Yeah, when I hear that,
trillions of dollars, man. And then sometimes the old countries, like hedge funds, you can notice they're always like fighting countries like Argentina.
Mm-hmm,
like, they basically own Argentina.
Yeah.
Right. Because Argentina is always perpetually in default. So that's hedge funds. Why does he want to hedge? You want to,
that's why I know
you want to own a country.
I know. What's because you're the hedge funds. I'm not telling you. Right. Moving on. Another question says, is there a possibility that banks will increase their interest rates during these times? Increase or decrease?
Loretta, what do you think? Get closer to the mic.
Okay.
No, I don't think banks...
And then hear you.
I don't think banks will increase. On the contrary, I think they would reduce the interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
Given the times, you know, COVID-19, the lockdown, the economy is almost in shambles. Mm-hmm. So I believe banks would do as much as they can to help small businesses and general businesses so they can stimulate the economy. So it should reduce.
It should
not
reduce.
Increase.
Okay, that's
perhaps.
Yeah.
I mean, but you got to look at inflation rate as well. Because that's not reducing. So banks would always typically look at that. Now, but in times like this, just as Loretta said, it's kind of like difficult to see banks.
Mm-hmm.
Issue letters saying they are increasing rates. Like anybody who does things like that now
he's
is
trying
like,
to
he's seen in bad light. Like, you are the killer. You are COVID-19.
You are the reason why, in fact,
you are increasing in these times. They will drag you on social media
for real.
Forever. So, this is not a time that the banks are going to increase interest. It might happen, but
chances are greater chance that it will decrease.
It might not necessarily decrease, but worst is that you remain flat.
It'll just stay where it is.
But it's not going to go up anytime soon.
Ah, this is interesting. It says, hello, money man and woman. What other alternative ways can I save or invest my pension? And is this possible and is this lawful?
You want to take that? Do I take it?
Okay. Depends on where you're getting the pension money from.
Exactly.
So if you work with an organization, it's going to be contributed by the company and then partly yourself.
Yeah.
And typically the company will put it with the pension fund administrator who would then invest it and, you know, keep it for you for as long as you're ready to get it. However, if you work for yourself and you want to invest your own funds for the long term, like you want to have a dedicated pension fund for yourself, you need to think long-term strategies. So you need to think long-term investments and growth stocks would be good. Also, it depends on your age because if you are 50, the kind of level of risk you can take is much lower than like someone that's 25.
Yes. Excuse me, a 25-year-old like me? Yeah. Sorry, right. I'm not the one with gray hair, Mr. Silver Fox. Thank you. Wow. That is the way forward,
So it just depends on how much time you have, how much time you're willing to invest, how much risk you're willing to take.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you have typically long-term investment plans, so dividend stocks if you're much closer to the pension period,
the time you need it. That's the time it's actually going to be given.
But then growth stocks generally, if you can invest for the long term and have, you know, unleash the power of exponential investment and compounding, all of that, if you have all that time.
Sounds like what's the name of that guy, the investor, the great investor. I keep
Warren
forgetting. Buffett, exactly. Yeah. I always, every time I think him, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
Exponential growth, geometric.
So, I mean, that's it really. You can't, like, invest in your like pension funds, your own pension. You can't invest your own pension. The law doesn't allow that. So somebody has to do it for you, for basically.
Okay. So yeah, it's unlawful. Thank you very much.
You can't invest your own pension. That's his question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can I invest my own pension?
You can't invest your own pension. Yeah, so you can't.
But if you're paid, you can do whatever you want with it.
So that's when it comes, when you get
I think the laws say something like if you lose your job for, is it like 2 years straight or something, you don't get a job, then they give you like 25% or something
like
that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends on, I heard that.
Then you can now do whatever you want with it.
With that amount of money.
It's no longer under management. So. And then when you retire, they don't also pay you all your pension. They just pay you a chunk and then they start to amortize the rest over the period of your lifetime. So that's how it works. So you can't invest your,
Exactly. Until you get to like Ugodre's age, then you can. Right. This is from
the wisdom age, by the way.
What?
The wisdom age.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever. As a retail investor, do you invest in US stocks? And what are the tricks to operating in the market? Can you give any tips?
I've tried investing in US stocks, but I missed the wave in February when stocks started going down, when everybody was afraid of COVID-19, and I kind of like hesitated. It looks like the world was going to end, keep your money. But there will always be opportunities, and it's easy these days. I think I've said it here on this stage that you can invest in US stocks from Nigeria. There are apps that allow that today.
Okay.
However, the challenge is that it's quite expensive, right? You would need to pay them some fees, right? And you're better off doing it with Forex rather than with Naira, because they also allow you put in Naira, then they now buy the Forex for you. And then you now have Forex in your wallet, and then you cannot buy it. But the problem with that is
you could lose with the
With the exchange rate, it's kind of like expensive. You know what I mean? So you have to, and then you know they charge you fees and stuff like that. So you should by all means get your own Forex, put it in the wallet, and then you can buy things like Facebook, Tesla, Microsoft, Apple,
Those
Google,
ones that over a period
Amazon, all those things. Steady. You can now buy all those stocks, even several other US stocks, and then dump Nigerian stocks if you don't want to.
You
gotta buy Nigeria as well. Of course, buy Nigeria as well. So those are, in case you want to do US stocks, right? Yeah. So that's how you can do it. I'm trying to set some, you know, see if I can borrow money from Sadiq and see if I can
help you. 5K
invest in some US stocks myself.
I'll give you 4-5.
Yeah, so looking out for some US stocks. Maybe I should include US stocks in my newsletter though.
Maybe. Yeah, because I mean, with what's going on, every opportunity increasing your portfolio.
Newsletter currently is just for Nigerian stocks, but I probably include one or two US stocks.
Since the possibility is here now. Run out of time. Sadly. It's all right. Any final bit of information for investors? People are, phone call. Can we just take this one very quickly? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Lord
Elzeus. How you doing?
Ugo, good morning.
Morning, sir.
You know, I'll just thank you for so many things you've done that you don't know.
Oh, wow.
You know, COVID-19, we've all been seeing difficulties.
Oh, yes.
People talking about impossibilities.
Mm-hmm. And possibilities.
But if you actually look deep, the opportunities everywhere.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And your new teaching for quite a while opened my eyes to a lot of things.
Nice.
So, Ugo, I'm not here to say anything. I'm just here to say thank you.
Appreciate that. I'm happy you said this just as my man Charles was coming in. So you heard it.
You know, in some cultures, you thank people with bags of rice and palm oil. So, you know, you can thank all of us in the studio together. We won't say no. Right. So quickly, final.
All right, thanks for that, guys. We do this because we love it. That's our research passion. And our metrics, you've got all that passion. So if you've got questions, as usual, send us a message, text us, WhatsApp, Telegram, 0805-104-0390.
Nice.
I repeat, 0805-104-0390. So visit us as well, www.nairametrics.com, across all social media handles @nairametrics. I am out of here. Loretta, peace.
Yeah.
Sadiq,
see
peace.
Yes, yeah, so I'll
make
send you
money this week.
I will.
Tell me how much you made next week.
4-5, 4-5. I'll give you the 4-5 we invested. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you, Godre. Thank you, Loretta. Thank you for listening in. Be back again next week for more information. Money.